bring it today. Do we got it today?
Let's get it, bro.
Now, boys, yeah. He dives to the end zone. Touchdown!
We'll throw it to the center. This can be returned for two.
It's Eric Moore. And the catch is made. Touchdown!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. After a frustrating loss to the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington, the Chiefs head into the bye with a 6-3 record and lots to think about. The Chiefs' offense has struggled on third down in recent weeks, converting just 4 of 11 against the Cowboys and 2 of 12 on Monday Night Football against the Broncos in Week 8. And the defense just hasn't looked like the Chiefs' defense, allowing more yards passing and rushing per game than at any point since 2013. However, no coach sees those weaknesses more clearly than the Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, and no one is better suited to solve those problems for the Chiefs. In fact, since 2014, the Chiefs have never won less than 5 games in a row immediately following a bye. And overall, the last 2 years after the bye, the Chiefs' record is 18-2. The Chiefs have a lot to improve upon, but they've got the right guy in charge to make that happen. Now, it's going to be a whirlwind finish to the 2017 Chiefs regular season, and we've got the perfect show to get you ready. Over the past 4 games, the Chiefs defense has faced some adversity, but you could argue no one knows better how to handle adversity than the leader, linebacker Derek Johnson, the leading tackler in Chiefs history. We'll hear from DJ later in the show. There's also a lot to unpack following the Chiefs' 6-3 start. B.J. Kissel will take a deep dive into the Chiefs' strengths and weaknesses as they retool during the bye. But first, Eric Bieniemy brings a unique perspective to this Chiefs coaching staff. For one, the widely respected running backs coach has had the opportunity of playing for Andy Reid while in Philadelphia and has been a member of this coaching staff in Kansas City since Reid was named the head coach of the Chiefs back in 2013. You won't want to miss this week's Coach's Corner. I sit down with Bieniemy to discuss how he plans on keeping Kareem Hunt on track for the rest of this season and what Bieniemy hopes to see, not only from Hunt, from the rest of his running back crew throughout the home stretch of 2017.
How about Kansas City? After starting so hot, 5-0, they've lost 3 out of the last 4. They go into a bye week now.
They'll be able to analyze a lot of the little stuff that hasn't been right or that they can fix.
Eric, I got to ask you, so bye week time, it's almost a chance to do it like an internal audit. As a coaching staff and you personally, how do you approach it?
You always approach it by starting where we ended and just go backwards. What are some of the things that we've done great and some of the things that we haven't? It's an evaluation process, and you always want to make sure that you're putting them in the best situation to be successful.
If you ever want to be known as the best, and if you ever want to be known to have an imprint in this league, show it today.
I want to ask you about Kareem specifically, because he went from the unknown dude from Toledo who grew up in Ohio to the NFL's top back. And now he's got the target. What about handling that?
He's a very, very mature young man.
Hey, man, let's just keep this rolling, man.
He does a great job every day of coming into the building, being a professional. But the thing I'm most proud of him is that he takes work home. And he understands the accountability aspect of making sure that he handles himself the right way, because he knows that indirectly we all have an impact on each other's careers. And so he's taking that to the heart.
It's Hunt. The Cowboys are right on him.
Extra tight ends. Hunt gets it on first down. Has nowhere to go.
How do you keep him from getting frustrated when he's kind of slamming into a wall to say, just hang in there?
I said, hey, there's some highs and some lows. Sometimes the bear's going to get us, and sometimes we're going to get the bear. That's just a part of this. We want to find a way to drag ourselves across the finish line and making sure we're straining the finish on the right end of things when it's all said and done with.
If you need a break, we got 3-5. Okay?
Sharkhandrick seems to be getting the third down stuff. He gets out of bounds, or Tyreek doesn't have his crazy touchdown at the end of the second quarter. What about him and where Sharkhandrick's at?
It's smart, instinctual, professional football player.
Where did he plan? Where did he go with it?
And one thing you can always count on is that he's going to find a way to fight. He's going to find a way to finish. He's going to always try and find a way to do it the right way. Some things you just can't coach and teach. Sometimes those guys just have it. And that it factor is what makes them special.
After byes, Coach Reid is 16-2. The last 2 seasons, it has been 18-2 after the bye for the whole season. 7 games to go in the regular season. How do you keep that rolling using coach and what he is about? Because you've been around him a long time.
Let's go! Let's go!
It's focus one day at a time. You focus one day at a time, one play at a time. You can't worry about the future. The only thing that you can control is the now. So let's take care of the now. And you know what? The rest will take care of itself.
All right, work on three. One, two, three. Work.
Since he was drafted in 2005, Derek Johnson has seen it all. He's been through losing seasons, winning seasons. He's been benched. He's seen his close friend and teammate diagnosed with cancer in the middle of a season. And he's ruptured not one, but two Achilles tendons, only to make it right back on the field and be the heart of this Chiefs defense. Now, this Kansas City team might be experiencing some adversity on defense, but you can be sure their leader knows how to handle it.
What an incredible catch! It's not who we play, it's how we play.
It is easier for me to step back and look at the bigger picture, knowing I've been here for 13 years. The game has slowed down a lot for me.
Trying to get outside, but impossible to do against Derek Johnson.
Even though I'm an older player, it's really a good feeling to be able to look back and say, wow, I've been through the ups and downs, and more on the ups now.
42-27 over the
Chiefs.
New England Patriots.
Kansas City Chiefs have beaten the Denver Broncos for a fourth.
Since Andy Reid has been here, we've won a lot.
I give Andy Reid all the credit in the world, and what a grinder he is.
I'll tell you what, he's one of the best coaches I've played for, and winning 28 out of the last 34 games, that's pretty amazing.
And it might be the best offense in the league here tonight, Kansas City.
Our Chiefs offense, it impresses me big time.
Executed successfully.
It's pretty fun to look back on the sideline and see Andy Reid's offense getting these different formations.
They're running a lot of college spread plays, but they're also running some intricate West Coast patterns.
These defenses, you know, have their eyes crossed because a lot of things are going on, and with all the weapons that we have, and with Alex Smith and what he possesses on the offense.
He's got a man open right, sideline catch made. What a throw, what a route, what a catch.
It's pretty cool to see.
Second down six. Charles again goes the right side.
It's all
again.
About moments that create momentum.
Now ball comes out. The ball's ripped up. Picked up by Peters.
Turnovers, that creates momentum. And it helps you win games. It helps you impact the game in a positive way. It's one of those things. When you're on defense, you want to get turnovers. Turnovers are the key. And keeping them out of the end zone, of course. But turnovers really, really are the key.
Chris Jones grabs his waist. Now the ball's out. The ball is picked up. Derek Johnson,
it is ruled a fumble recovery by Kansas City.
Getting a fumble recovery in Houston, I thought I was picking it up going to the end zone, and I was looking back and forgot about the quarterback. He was already down, ready to go. He hit me in the leg, so all the guys kept ragging on me about, man, you know, you got to give him a little move. I really did not see him.
I just knew you were going to scoop up and stiff on him back to the ground.
You know, it's a fun locker room. It's a locker room that's full of laughter, full of character.
How you feeling, big daddy?
Full of guys that want to win.
Let's be great today.
And we're a close-knitted group, offensively and defensively, so that's going to be big, big going down the stretch.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Premier Mazda and Premier Volvo of Overland Park. Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Kansas City Chiefs. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs enter the bye week as one of just three teams in the AFC with six wins. And so despite the fact that they've dropped three of the last four, the first 9 weeks of the season have been good to the Chiefs. They lead the AFC West by two games and they still control their own path. Sometimes it's hard to step back, particularly after a tough loss, to see the bigger picture. But everything is still right in front of this team and within reach. So let's start with first down. And it's that this team has been tested. The combined record of the nine teams the Chiefs have played this season is 42-32, which ranks as one of the toughest schedules for any team in the league thus far. They have faced four of the league's top seven offenses and held three to below their season average in points. And two of the Chiefs' losses to the Steelers and the Raiders were just by a combined 7 points. Again, it's tough after a disappointing loss to see it, but the challenges this team has faced already this year will help them down the road. They've already faced arguably the best teams in the NFL, come out on top a few times. Overall, they've been tested. Moving on to second down, let's talk about the Chiefs' offense. They currently rank fifth in the league by averaging 28 points per game, which ranks number two in the AFC behind the Houston Texans. Led by Alex Smith, who is off to the best start of his 13-year NFL career, as he leads the league in quarterback rating, yards per attempt, ranks second in passing yards, and third in touchdowns, the Chiefs' offense has been the most explosive in the NFL through nine games, as they lead the league by averaging 6.22 yards per play. Rookie Kareem Hunt still leads the league with 800 yards rushing. Travis Kelce is doing his thing. He ranks fifth in the league with 629 yards and five touchdowns. And Tyreek Hill, also doing his thing, ranks seventh in the league with 40 receptions for 617 yards and four touchdowns. In fact, Kelce and Hill are the only set of teammates in the NFL who rank among the top 16 in the league in receiving yards.
Ain't nobody satisfied. We make one play, next snap we make another.
Moving on to third down, a ridiculous stat. An oldie but a goodie. Tyreek Hill, the cheetah, had a miraculous 57-yard touchdown to close out the first half against the Cowboys. By now, you've all seen the play. What you might not realize is it was the fourth 50-plus-yard touchdown of his season, and as ridiculous as it sounds, it was the ninth longest touchdown of his 25-game career. Think about that for a second. 25 games, 17 touchdowns, and a 57-yarder ranks ninth. Overall, Hill is averaging 49.29 yards per play on his 17 career touchdowns. That's bananas.
Let's get this show going, man. Let's get it, man.
Fourth down, the X factor, the Chiefs' remaining schedule. Already stated it, but the combined record of the teams the Chiefs have faced this year is 42-32. But the combined record of the teams the rest of the way, 24-34. Now, these are not easy games. That notion does not exist in the NFL. But it's not the same kind of schedule the Chiefs have already faced this season. After already facing four of the top seven NFL offenses this year, the Chiefs won't face an offense currently ranked higher than 15th in the NFL the rest of the way. Again, everything is right there for the taking for this team. And one thing is for certain, it's going to be a fun ride, so enjoy it, embrace it. It's what makes the payoff so special.
Still to come on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Moment. Play with emotion. Be locked in. Let's live. Let's go.
Everyone.
Hey, live tonight. Huh? Let's go.
Reaching out for the pylon. He's got a touchdown. Kareem Hunt, welcome to the National Football League.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It's really a bye week tradition that's been popular throughout the Chiefs kingdom. Now, we've seen more drama through nine games than a lot of NFL teams see in a couple of years. After beating the defending world champions on their home field on the NFL's opening night, the Chiefs gave the Eagles, who have the best record in the NFL right now, one of their two losses in week two. Since then, we've seen breakout performances, a dramatic last-second field goal, dominance on Monday Night Football, and truly inspired performances in all three phases of this 2017 Chiefs team.
Thursday night, Chiefs and Patriots.
Hey, millions of people go their whole life and never know this level of commitment. Play with emotion, be locked in, let's live. Let's go.
Everyone,
hey, live tonight, huh? Let's go. It's on three. One, two, three, three.
Chris, you think about Kansas City, people forget how good they were last
stay
year.
Focused, stay locked in, ride with each other, have fun, man.
Chiefs will start rookie running back Kareem Hunt, who told me, I've been an underdog my whole life, but this
excited.
Proves me
first time, baby, I'm excited. Let's go shock the world right now.
7-0, the Chiefs get their first chance.
Hands the ball off to Kareem Hunt and his first carry. As a pro, as a fumble, something he never
Kareem
did.
Hunt on his first NFL carry fumbles the football.
That just could not have been a worse way for this team to start the season.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, right?
Fourth down, and now Kareem Hunt gets the football.
And Hunt with some power, so he's able to shake off that early
Alex Smith, the throw under pressure. Hunt left and sprinting to the left side, reaches out. Kareem Hunt, his first National Football League touchdown.
And Smith fires deep, and that's going to be caught on the run by Kareem Hunt.
15, 10, stiff arms a man, gets all the way to the end zone. Touchdown.
Stretching out for the pylon.
He's got a touchdown. Kareem Hunt, welcome to the National
Football League. Nobody satisfied. We make one play, next snap we make another.
They're throwing long. Hill's wide open at the 35, at the 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. The
cheetah is loose in New England for 75 yards.
And the Chiefs, with a statement made, 42-27 over the New England Patriots.
You brought it four quarters, man. And nobody panicked. It's the first game of a long season.
Home opener for the Kansas City Chiefs against Andy Reid's old team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
My dad's always been my dad. We're on something bigger and better. All we got now. Bama three. One, two, three.
Eagles need to get to the 43. Blitz. Tipped in the air.
Intercepted at the 31-yard line. Big Chris G. Ford came steaming around.
So they're going to shovel past to Kelsey.
Touchdown!
And the Chiefs hang on to win 27-20 over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Is there enough stuff on that team for them to
sustain?
I think
Alex Smith is like right in the middle of that play.
They have so many different
this
weapons.
This team right now is hitting on all cylinders.
We're clearly the team to beat in the AFC. Tell me I'm wrong.
Let's be great today. Cowboy Raiders! Hell yeah! Cowboy Raiders!
Rivers retreats in a hurry. Being rushed. Floats a pass near side. Picked off Marcus Peters! And he throws for Tyreek Hill! Touchdown! On him, but he unloads at the left side. It's intercepted on the far boundary. It's a shovel pass to Albert Wilson. Touchdown! William Hunt gets it again. The rookie running back cuts back left. He's at the 40. Good night, Chargers! It's a 69.
Hey, congratulations, baby. Great job. Don't tell anybody, but Monday night. Monday night.
Came out, the fans were unbelievable. Our guys were feeding off of that, but they maybe took it up one notch too far, and then everything just kind of settled down as the game went on.
Damn, Smith looking left. Under pressure, turns back right for the end zone. Caught by Kelsey! Touchdown! And he's going to throw it late. He's got Albert Wilson! Makes an over-the-shoulder grab! Albert Wilson continues to make big boy
8 seconds remaining in regulation.
How about this for your debut? As a Kansas City Chief.
20-20 tie. High snap. Pull down.
Butker's kick is up. It is right down the boulevard. And Kansas City stays undefeated.
Hey, welcome to Kansas City. Hey!
Chiefs on three. One, two, three. Chiefs.
This is the group that's going to make plays right here. This is the group.
Let's go. Hey, rest up. We got to go move. We got to get more.
Make sure we're getting everybody going the right direction.
Victory. Everybody concentrating. Let's go, boys.
It's the Texans and the Chiefs here in Houston for the fourth time in 2.5 years.
Texans everywhere, huh? Yeah. 70,000 of them tonight. Woo! Hey, like EB say, just be you in the moment, huh? Just be you on top.
Smith scrambling left, trying to stay alive. Now fires it late for the end zone. Caught!
Kendrick West, I think he's got it. Touchdown!
Hey, man, way to get that. Way to hold on to that, man.
First man misses. Going to the right side. Needs a block. Gets by that guy. At the 30. Look out. 40-yard line. Tyreek Hill midfield. Cuts it back right. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Kansas City! As the cheetah runs left to right for 82 yards.
Bye. Bye.
We moved out of the Kansas City Chiefs going into Houston last night at 4-0 and coming out 5-0.
I look at this Kansas City team.
What I'm seeing from them is a complete team. They could be the special team this year in the NFL.
They're a talented group, man, a really talented group. I wish.
Another big part of the story here tonight, the return of the former standout Chiefs running back, Jamal Charles. Welcome back to Kansas City.
The right side again.
Now ball comes off, the ball's ripped up, picked up by Peters at the 10-5, touchdown! Wide open left side, Travis Kelce, over the shoulder catch, touchdown!
Now he's going to throw long. Down the near sideline, the pass will be intercepted by Ron Parker. Ron Parker gets the blitz. Alex Smith reads it left, high catch, Kelce, pulls it into his body. First down, Chiefs. No! Back to throw, being sized, down he goes. Justin Houston continues to torment Denver. 12 and a half career sacks
Kansas
against
City
the
Chiefs have beaten the Denver Broncos for a fourth.
Way to get the win, man. It's hard getting W's in here, man. But put it behind us real fast, man. Hey, fam on three. One, two, three. Bam!
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. The Chiefs' loss last Sunday to the Cowboys was their first loss of more than 6 points since last year's Week 4 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ironically, that came just before the bye. Last year, the Chiefs fired off 5 straight wins after their week of rest, and we'll hope to see a similar response starting next week in New York. We'll get you ready for the Chiefs and Giants right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Premier Mazda and Premier Volvo of Overland Park. Microsoft Surface, the official tablet of the Kansas City Chiefs. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Trap.